Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Dane, Sam, my fiance, tried to do something really sweet for me. But it completely backfired in this space. Last week, I went into Chemist Warehouse and I smelt the new Delta Goodrum fragrance.
Okay. Right?
I've been a big fan of Delta for years.
Right.
When she had cancer, I used to go around to the streets and try and sell cupcakes to raise money for Cancer Council.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been a big fan. I drooled on her once. But anyway.
Okay. Nothing says I love you more than drooling on their shoulder.
Anyway, so I went to go try her new perfume and I thought, you know what, it's probably a bit of a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
it's probably
not
great, you know, the named ones anyway. It was actually really, really good.
Okay.
I really liked it. So I had a little bit on my wrist and when I got home, I said to my fiance, I said, smell this, smell this. It smells really nice. I know what I want you to get me for my next birthday present or whatever.
Great.
And he's like, oh, my ex used to have something that smelled the same.
Oh, no.
And see, scent is one of the biggest memory reminders.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest problem with this, right, is the fact that I had these delusions of grandeur that at the wedding I was going to wear this scent because it felt made me feel so amazing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really liked it. And then to be told that his ex had something similar, I was like, well, I can't wear that at the wedding. I don't want him thinking about his ex at the wedding.
Not on the wedding night anyway.
No. Over the weekend, randomly, Sam's like, I lied to you.
Just out of nowhere.
We don't lie to each other.
Yeah,
so this
right.
is a big deal. And I was like, what do you mean you lied to me? And he's like, oh, it doesn't remind me of my ex.
I told me back about the fragrance.
About the fragrance. I wanted to surprise you with it and I didn't want you to know I was buying it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And look, it is sweet, except he didn't think about the fact that I was thinking of these dreams of wearing it at the wedding and I couldn't because it would remind him of his ex.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, oops.
So before he told you that it reminded him of his ex, which was a lie, you didn't say, look, I love this fragrance, I'd love to wear it on the wedding day. Oh, you did say that.
I didn't say the wedding day.
Oh,
I just said,
right.
Smell this, it smells amazing.
I love to wear it, righty, I got you.
Anyway, so it was all a sham.
He tried so hard.
And look, he did try, but he went the wrong way about it. And when I said to him, you know, do you realise that I thought that you'd think about your ex on the wedding day? He was like, oh.
Of course not. We don't think about that stuff,
no.
Claire.
And I said to him, you could have just said you didn't like it to surprise me. You didn't have to bring your ex into it.
We think we're being sweet and we're doing something sort of on the down low. Because let's be honest, in a relationship, there's not a lot of what the other person does that the other person doesn't know about.
Exactly.
So to be secretive and to keep things sort of hush-hush is tough.
I was so upset that night and he knew I was upset as well. Anyway, he came home yesterday with the fragrance because he does actually like it and it doesn't remind him of his ex,
thankfully. It doesn't smell too badly. You did wear it this morning as well.
But I want to know when your partner or your friend or someone has tried to be sweet, or maybe you have tried to be sweet, and it's completely backfired in their or your face.
Susan's called up on 13, 12, 16. Susan, when have you tried to be sweet but it's backfired?
This week when I bought a trip away for my husband and I to go to Byron Bay. It was for our one-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, lovely.
And when I gave it to him, he's like, I can't take another weekend off soccer, and pretty much cracks it at me.
Really?
Football's always number one. Come on now.
No.
Yeah, so now I have to change the dates, and it's going to cost me like $400, $500 to do that.
And it's also not going to be your first wedding anniversary ever again.
No, exactly. So he's ruined everything.
Well, you could have another first wedding anniversary if this doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But right now, we're talking about the fact that no one likes getting up before 7. Let's be honest. Even us working in radio.
Is that scientifically proven?
No, it's just a fact.
And by fact, you mean according to you.
Yeah, let's be honest. Who likes getting up before 7? Like on purpose?
Honestly, I wouldn't normally be up this early if I didn't have this job. But in saying that, I would still be up early because I think morning, it is the best time of day. That's just me, personally.
And that's the thing. Some people are morning people, some people are night
You're
owls.
A night owl?
I'm not any anymore. I used to be a night owl and then I started radio and now I can't wake up or go to sleep on time. So, you know.
Right, okay.
But if you're struggling to get through the morning, if you are one of those people that does have to wake up early and doesn't quite get the motivation before 7.
Do you have your 14 cups of coffee?
Yeah, like me. There are 7 things that experts claim you should do in the first few hours of your day.
Right.
You should do before 7. And these will help your job.
Yep.
They'll help your mental status.
Great.
All of the rest.
I reckon I know 2 of these already.
Okay, what are they?
I reckon one is do a big stretch, like a big, big stretch. Stretch out everything.
No.
Oh, okay. The other one that I think could be on the list will be have a cold shower.
No. So some of these things will help you have a better day more than anything. Like, it'll just bring your day to light early. So here are the 7 things. Drink a glass of water.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Read something.
Okay, yep.
Exercise.
Yep.
No one likes to do that before 7, let's be honest. Sing in the shower.
But you feel so much better after you do exercise and sing in the shower. So I said have a cold shower, so that sort of
count. No, no.
Throw me a bone here.
Meditate.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Set goals for the day.
Right.
And smile.
Wow.
And you think about it, every time you smile, it actually does create endorphins or something.
Yeah, exactly right. And it less muscles to smile than it is to frown.
Although it feels like there's more muscles to smile sometimes.
Yeah, exactly right. Who came up with this list? Is it just a bunch of bloody professionals that we're supposed to believe, or is there a study, Claire, or is it just you making these up on the spot?
That's from news.com.au. they just say experts. Who knows?
So pretty much they've asked around the office, hey guys, what do you do before 7 o'clock?
We're experts, right? I got duped online yesterday.
Majorly duped.
So I saw a photo that someone had put up saying that Coles had acquired, I guess is the best word, the new Macca's chicken sauce and Big Mac sauce.
Would like to point out, you started this sentence by saying you were duped. I'm pretty sure you were not the only one.
No. Okay. So this person basically said, hey guys, it's available at Coles in this particular store in Victoria. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. We need to talk about this.
Mm.
So it's the McChicken sauce and the Big Mac sauce.
Huge.
Then, Dane, you posted the fact that Pedestrian TV, which is an awesome website, said, sorry, folks, you can't buy Big Mac sauce in all the supermarkets just yet.
Yeah, there was a couple of things why. Because you posted that, and then almost straight away I posted this retaliation article saying, Claire, you've been had.
And I said, no, it says it's in Coles in Victoria. Anyway, like an hour or two later, the original post wrote, edit, you all just got catfished.
Yep, you got done. So there was a couple of things that, believe it or not, Pedestrian TV picked up on. And they're well done, because I wouldn't have seen this. And obviously you didn't. And the thousands of people around Australia got duped. First of all, the logo. The Kraft logo is essentially all capitals. The Kraft logo in the photo is a capital K and then all little letters.
That's true.
That was one. The second giveaway, the actual McChicken sauce was written twice, once in English and right below it in French.
I saw that, but I didn't realize that was French. I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's for international use, or maybe that's what they call it otherwise, McPalate.
You're like, what?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever, like McChicken, I get it.
And then it's revealed that this is only in Canada at the moment that you can buy the McDonald's sauces on shelves. So if you're really hard up for it.
Not okay.
You can. Look, if you have any Canadian friends, why don't you just grab them and say, look, can you pick me up some Big Mac and McChicken sauce and swing it this way,
would
you?
But I wonder if it's the same taste as the Australian ones.
You know what? The same can be said for, well, it depends how you use it, because they use it with very specific combination of flavors, like the meat patty, the bun, and all that type of thing, right?
You can order just sauce. You know that, yeah?
What, just sauce on a bun?
Okay, so.
What?
So, you can order whatever you want.
Yeah, of course.
They stopped making jalapeno chicken burgers.
Jalapeno chicken, I never knew they were a thing.
They were. They now only make the wraps. I'm not happy with that. Not good enough.
Okay, whoa.
So,
I love our friends at McDonald's, by the way.
No, we do.
They do fantastic work.
And this is where they went. They did fantastic work. I went in the other day and I said, okay, what sauce did you used to have on the jalapeno burger?
Right.
Spicy sauce. I said, okay, swap my sauce on my chicken, McChicken, for spicy sauce and add jalapenos.
There you go. Well, you could probably.
Bang! Jalapeno chicken burger.
You can do that, create your taste, because you can make your whole own burger. You cheapskate. It's 11 to 8. Get up with Claire and Dane on Hit 99.7.